Why type 100 characters or 1,000 characters when you can type two? That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to get organized and make it look easy. Our goal is to help you achieve total control over your time and surroundings and the peace of mind that nothing is falling through the cracks. I have a question for you. How many times do you find yourself keying the same thing over and over? Your email address. The current date and time, the answer to the same question asked by different people, the same sentence or opening pleasantries in an email message. I'm so glad that the founder of TypeDesk reached out to me. TypeDesk it's a text expander. Now, I've used text expanders for years, but what makes TypeDesk unique is that it works not only in Chrome, but it works everywhere. It works in a Word document. It works in Excel. It's something that works in the Evernote desktop version as well as Evernote web. It just works from everywhere. So today I want to give you four examples. Now, first, if you're listening to the podcast, come over to frankbuck.org/typedesk because you're going to see some things visually that we just can't do in the podcast. And for that matter, if you're watching on YouTube, please come over to the blog post, frankbuck.org/typedesk, because there's a lot of additional material that you're going to see there. Okay, in the first example, I'm involved in a project where I would get an email from someone regularly, unable to enter information into a particular spreadsheet. And the problem was always that they were trying to enter information on top of formulas, which would have erased the formulas. So I had protected the cells. Well, a thorough response to tell them what the problem was and what they should do would be lengthy. Quite a bit of time for me to key that in. And I don't want to go back and find something and copy and paste somewhere else. Now, with a couple of keystrokes, I can give them a complete answer. First, I would create an account in TypeDesk, and you'll download that program to your computer and install it. It will reside as an icon on your desktop or in the taskbar. To start, I'll open TypeDesk by clicking on the icon that's in the taskbar at the bottom of my screen. And then there's a big block where I can either type that full response, or if I have it somewhere else, I can just simply copy and paste it. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to give that template a name. I'm going to call it ELPP. Now, that name doesn't mean anything to you. It means a lot to me. And then for the shortcut, I can just type anything I want to. I'm going to say that's going to be ELPP. And then I just simply save that shortcut. So I'm working along. I open this email and it's asking for help. It says, I cannot enter data in the spreadsheet. It tells me the cells are protected. Can you help? Well, the reason they can't enter data is because they're trying to paste data in cells that are protected because their formula is underneath. I need to write them a response that explains this and to tell them exactly what to do. So instead of typing out a long response, I just hit reply and then I hit dot ELPP, and my entire response appears. And I simply click send, and that's all there is to it. It saves me tons of time. So what you've just seen is an example of a text expansion kind of thing. You type in several characters, and it types lots of text for you. Okay, in this next example, here's the situation. Every week, I submit a newspaper column via email. It's just an email attachment. So every week I'm sending an email to the same person at the same email address, the same subject line. It starts off, and the body of the email is exactly the same every week. The only thing that's different is I include the attachment. So what if we could get TypeDesk to do the whole thing? The email address, go down and put in the subject, go down and put in the body of the email. all with just a couple of characters. Let's go back to the computer and see how to do it. Now let's create a template that I'm going to be using every week to send this newspaper column. So I'll create my new template. I'll start by putting the email address for the person, because when you create a new email message, it's going to start in the to line. So here's an email address. This is going to be a fictitious address that I'm using just to protect that person's privacy. And then the next thing that I would do, if I was writing this by hand, I would hit enter and then a tab to move to the subject line. Now, how am I going to do that in TypeDesk? You see on the right-hand side, I have a little button I can press for enter and another one that's going to insert a tab. And then now I can put whatever I wanted to put in the subject line. It might be here is this week's column. Now, the next thing I would do would be hit a tab key to move into the body of the email. So let me click and do that. Now, let me just simply paste the text that I would be sending in the body of that email every single week. And there it is. And now let me give that a name. I'm going to say that this is going to be St. Clair Times, because that's the name of one of the newspapers. And now what do I want to put for the shortcut? Maybe I'm going to put SC for St. Clair. I'm going to save it. And it's done. Now it's time to send my newspaper column. I just create a new email message, and then I just hit period, SC, and the entire thing's done. I just simply click and drag the article to make it an attachment. I click, and I'm done, and that's all there is to it. And let's go a step further in this next example. Let's say that not every week this newspaper article goes to the same reporter. Maybe one week it goes to this person at a particular email address, and the next week it goes to this other person, and the next week it goes to this other person. So the body of the email is the same, except for the name of the person it's going to. The subject is the same. The email is going to be different every time. Let me show you how we can handle that sort of variable with TypeDesk. Let's go back over to the computer. This example is going to be different from the last because the email address is going to vary from week to week, and the salutation, the person's name, is going to differ from week to week. Everything else is going to be the same. So let's look at how I handle that. I create a new template, and then for the very first thing, for the email address, I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to be able to fill it out when I run this template. So I'm going to say text field. That gives me a variable. I'm just going to call that email. Say save variable. And then the next thing that I want to happen is a key press for enter. And then the next thing I want to happen is a key press for tab. That's going to now bring me down to the subject line where I can say this week's column. Now I would want to hit the tab key. That's going to move me down now to the body of the email. Now the person I send it to differs from week to week. So let me do the same thing. I'm going to say text field, and I'm going to put name. I want to have a comma after that. And then the body of the text is the same as what you saw in the last example. So now I'm going to give that a name of, let's say that is newspaper variable, whatever. And then for the shortcut, let's say that we're going to call that, we'll just say AAA. Okay? And we'll say save. It's time to send our newspaper column. So I create a new email. I'm just going to use that shortcut. I'm going to hit period, AAA, And watch what happens. It's asking me what email address that I want to use for this. So I'm going to say that this week it's buck2@atlantica-cs.net. Okay. And then I click continue. And now it's asking me for the name of the person. Maybe this week is going to be Bill that I'm sending it to. And I click continue and watch what happens. It fills in the correct email address for this week. It puts in the person's name, and then everything else was the same as it was before. This fourth example is a very common one, a date and time stamp. Now, many programs do have some kind of date and time stamp built in, but it may not be in the format that you would like it. TypeDesk is going to let you choose from a variety of things, and it's going to work across the board in Excel, in Word, in blogs, in email. It's going to work everywhere for you. So let's go back over to the computer and give you an example. I'm going to create a new template. Over to the right, date and time. I'll click that, and now I want to click this little question mark to see all of the controls that I want to have. So let's say what I want to have is the day of the week, comma, the name of the month spelled out, and then the day of the month, comma, and then the year expressed in four numerals. So here's what I'm going to put. You'll notice below I get a preview that shows me exactly what it's going to look like. And I'm going to check to say, let's use the current date. I'm going to say, save that variable. And there it is for me. So I need to give it a name. I'm going to say maybe a new date, just so that I don't get it mixed up with what I already had. And now I need to give it some kind of shortcut. Maybe we're going to call that date time stamp 2, for example. Let's save it. Let's try it out. These shortcuts work anywhere, so let's try it in a Word document. I'm going to hit the period DTS2, and there's my date and time stamp, just the way I wanted it formatted. So would you like to say goodbye to repetitive typing? If you stayed with me this far, you're likely interested. So come over to the blog post, frankbuck.org/typedesk. There are other videos there and additional information. Most importantly, you'll see a button where you can sign up and have your own TypeDesk account. They're both free and paid options. The free option lets you create and save 10 different templates. That alone could save you a great deal of time on a regular basis. Now, I am an affiliate for TypeDesk, so if you choose to go with a paid plan, I do get a small commission. But I'm not making this video to make a commission. I'm making it because I believe in the power of automation to save us time. Time for the fun stuff. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.